Hey everybody, this is Marcia Reiner, and boy, do I have a treat for you today. Have you ever tried to break through that noise and really just be that person that people go, "Ooh, I want to know more about"? Well, I've got Daniel Den on my podcast today on Profit with a Plan. You need to watch this show. Hey, entrepreneurs, are you trying to make bigger profits in your small business? If you're like most of us business owners, increasing your profitability is always on your mind, and you're probably looking for more ways to grow your revenue while growing your company. Well, you've found a podcast that shares ideas to help you do just that. I'm Marcia Reiner, known as the Profit Booster and a business growth strategist. I've helped tons of small business owners to establish and implement a tangible plan that guarantees increased profitability, guide your growth and plans for a future exit. Because building a highly profitable and sale-ready business creates a win-win scenario. That's more money now and a windfall when it's time to let go. And I want to share strategies that I've learned with you on today's Profit with a Plan podcast. But before we get started, I have something really special to share with you, my podcast audience. If you've ever wanted to supercharge your business, avoid profit plateaus, operational headaches, and growth roadblocks, well, I've got a brand new Profit Booster playbook just for you. You'll uncover three essential strategies and the quick way to take action on them. Now, this is not just a single-page report. It's filled with impactful strategies, actionable steps, and expert guidance on how to elevate your profits. Go download this free playbook at boostingprofit.com. All right, my guest today is, we've been traveling in spheres and circles together for a few years. He's super cool. This is Daniel Den, and he became fascinated with marketing and sales almost 2 decades ago. Today, he's the co-creator of the X Factor Effect methodology, where he and his team have helped over 20,000 students and clients grow their businesses. Daniel teaches that different is the new better. And his framework includes 9 pillars for differentiating your business so that you can become the market leader or category king. For several years, Daniel has traveled the world full-time with his wife and 4 children. They continue to travel often and now live in Florida. Daniel is the author of the new book, Ideas That Influence, that is built to help business owners discover their own wildly successful marketing ideas. If I can get my mouth to work, welcome Daniel to the show.
Hey, thank you, Marcia, the Profit Booster. Woo, let's go.
Yeah.
And not only Profit Booster, but registered trademark Profit Booster, which is like next level. That's so cool,
Right.
Marcia. Congratulations.
Thank you. You know, when you get an idea, you want to hold on to it. And I've had ideas taken from me before. And so I made sure about a year and a half ago that I went and put my mind on it. And so it's a lot of fun.
No, that's amazing. And before the show, we were saying that you got to get like some brass knuckles or something that says like Profit Booster on it, and you can like, punch forward like Profit Booster. And
Yeah.
no, I love it. I love
That
it.
would be a great sensational kind of play, to go in it. I could be the WWE of profit. My gosh, that's crazy. So Daniel, thank you for coming on the show. This is so much fun. You have so many unique ideas that as we said in the intro, wildly successful marketing. But you didn't just grow up one day and say, "I'm going to be a marketing guru." How'd you get into this?
Well, it's in my 20s, I was dabbling with entrepreneurship and s eventually fell into this thing called the internet. And I first actually started selling on eBay, and then concurrently, I learned about the magic behind creating and selling an ebook. And what I did was I actually shout out to Jim Edwards. If you know Jim Edwards, amazing. He was the first person I ever bought an info product for. he still sells his course, 7-day ebook today. And I bought it way back, and I've got the receipt, actually. It's I bought it in 2007, 7-day ebook. Imagine wow. that. And I was like, I'm going to hit it big. I'm going to make all this money. And so I created this ebook, and because I didn't know what to do at the time, because of my financial situation, I actually started to get pretty good at couponing. So I created this ebook about saving money on groceries. And I thought that this was going to be my multi-million dollar idea, this ebook on saving money on groceries. Long story short, I had this plan of making, you know, thousands of dollars a month selling this ebook, and I only started making about $300 a month. And I thought, Marcia, that I was a failure. Oh my goodness, all this time and effort, and I am only making $300 a month off of my ebook. Now, what I didn't know was that for a first attempt at selling stuff online to actually make money,
that's pretty darn good.
Like immediately like in the top like 5% of
rock star status. Yes.
Exactly. And I had no idea. I just thought I was like, oh my gosh, $300 a month. So I started so from there, basically I learned this. Just so you know, if you're thinking about the niche of grocery savings, there's not much money in that niche. People don't normally buy information on how to save money on groceries because they need to save money on groceries because they don't have any money, right? But I magically was getting people to pay me money for this book about saving money on groceries. Like it was in the grocery savings world, it was a grand slam.
Well, you know, the funny thing is now they have like, you know, on Discovery Channel and whatever, they've got, you know, coupon queens that come in with, you know, they charge $1,000 in groceries and then they walk out paying 5 cents or get money back at the end because all their couponing. So I hope you've got, you know, trails on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was me in 2007. Like I have pictures of, I would create videos about it, and I would show like this table full of groceries, and I would be like, retail value, $340. We paid $17.20. And like, it was really cool. Nice. Like that was me.
Trading time for money though, right?
Yeah.
In the full aspect of it. I mean, cutting and clipping and like, exactly. Oh my goodness.
But you know, it's great if the whole niche is great if that's where you're at in life and that's what you need. But from an entrepreneurial business minded aspect, it's not a good niche to try to monetize. And so that was the starting point for me. Eventually I learned much more profitable niches and started just breaking through the market and more profitable markets. And eventually I joined forces with my business partner down in Brazil, Pedro Superti, and we started to help people to break through the noise in their markets. Mm-hmm. So I was able to, from the very beginning, break through the noise in a not so good market. And then I learned how to do it in much better markets and much more competitive markets as well. And that was the basis for the X Factor Effect methodology that we teach. And now we have just multiple ways, 9 pillars actually, that we teach people to help them break through the noise. We've done it for ourselves in multiple niches. And we'll get into that here today with Marcia. And then we've helped over 20,000 students and clients with their businesses as well. We help them break through the noise. We help them become those market leaders and category kings or queens in their markets.
That's right. You know, you got to add those queens in there too. You know, that's really interesting because I think that's Nobody has that blue ocean that, has been coined. Nobody truly has the one first, thing that nobody else has. So there's always going to be competition. And I think that what really attracted me to the methodology that you use is that, we're inundated with marketing information. Now it comes in on the cell phone when you're driving by places. It's hitting us on Facebook and Instagram and all the social things on TV. It's just like, and so really truly, you have to stand out some way. And I'd love to figure out if you can share with the audience maybe some of the ways or your methodology or your 9 steps, right? We can go highlight on the 9 steps, but maybe dig in on them to really talk about how we really do stand out and break through the noise so that our ideal customer goes, oh, I want Daniel. That sounds really cool. I need to know more.
Well, first, let's start off with one of the biggest mistakes. Some
Absolutely.
people in today's world, they think that one USP, one unique selling proposition, one thing that differentiates themselves is the trick. And sometimes one great unique selling proposition is gonna catch people's attention. But if you just have one's the worst number in business. Everybody says it all the time, one's the worst number in business. If you have one thing that you do different, then it's very easy to be copied. And so, for example, let's say I have just like one, just like killer guarantee. Like, for example, I love the guarantee from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Oh man, they got a good guarantee. Their guarantee says this: if we're the ones that are late, it's you that we pay, and they will pay you $5 for every single minute that they are late because they are the
Wow.
punctual plumbers. Now, as cool as that USP is, and as attractive as that is, and how great it is, it's still copyable. At the end of the day,
Totally.
I can create a very similar guarantee. If it's you, if we're late, we're going to pay you up to $500 or whatever. Like, I could
Yeah,
create a
or
guarantee.
$6 for every minute, right?
Or six or seven. And so now with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, though, if we're going to use them as an example, they are a well-respected plumbing company. They've grown like crazy, and they have more USPs, more things that they do to differentiate themselves. Their branding is on par. So it's Benjamin Franklin. Their tagline is they are the punctual plumber. So they got the branding aspect down. They've got the USP within their branding. The benefit is we're the people that say that we're always going to be on time. That's like the big reason why you would want to go with us. On top of that, there are a lot of things that they do great to better enhance the customer experience. They are required at, if you are a plumber for Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, you are required to put on the shoe covers so that you're never tracking anything into the house. You are required to be dressed a certain way and to look extremely top-notch, professional. You need to be shaven. It's all about the brand and the customer experience and all about being professional and above all, being on time. And so when
But it
they
has nothing to do with plumbing.
it has nothing to do with plumbing, exactly. And so, Marcia, what they do is they stack these differences on where it gets to the point where if I were going to come in and I was going to copy all of their unique selling propositions, it would be pretty obvious that I was copying Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. So the trick is, how can we have all of these unique things that differentiate our business and stack it in a way where we are a unicorn in our market and where we are a clear alternative that breaks through the noise and make it to the point of differentiation where it's if anybody, if even one of our competitors did copy us, that it would be laughable.
Wow.
And so that's why we have 9 different pillars, where sometimes you'll have people that say, oh, I've got the secret to being different. The one secret to being different is, and then whatever they say, you know, your brand or create a tribe or, you know, whatever it is that they say, right? And we're like, well, actually, so there's 9 big things that you can do to differentiate yourself and break through the noise. We're not saying you have to do all 9 of them, but if you stack on a few of those differences, then you become a unicorn in your market, and you can quickly become a market leader if it's differences that attract your dream customers in the right way.
Mm. I think that's it, because you can say, you know, we've been in business for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We give great customer service. Duh. Right. You know, I mean, it's got to be something that resonates with that consumer that makes them want to go, yeah, that's what I want. Right. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the person in your example that sits back and going, you know, I've been waiting here. They gave me a 5-hour window on when they were going to come up. I'm busy. I got things to do, kids to drive, work to go to. And you're giving me a 5-hour window on when you're going to be here. You know, maybe that's the ideal person for that plumbing company, because they're like, my time's valuable. And if you're going to be on time, I want to know it. So that's worth paying to go with that company. So I like that. But I have to say, it's kind of hard for us everyday business owners to come up with something really catchy like that. Does it require a Madison Avenue advertising agency to come up with ideas that work like that?
Well, I'm not a Madison Avenue style agency. And I'm glad you brought that up, because these aspects, Marcy, are so important inside of strategically building your business, so that you can strategically create, you know, boost your profits, right? Profit booster, Marcia, so that you can strategically boost your profit. Like, all these elements are so important. Now, what people make the mistake of is saying, as kind of getting scatterbrained and saying, oh, I got to be different. I got to do things different. I got to stand out. And then they're kind of all over the place. And that's why structure for how we're different is important. So for example, one thing at a time, we can differentiate. First of all, we can differentiate our brand. We can, you know, learn lessons from, you know, Apple, for example. We can follow what we call the Apple effect, and we can create a brand and a family of brands inside of our business that is different from the competition. And then once we focus, spend some time on that aspect of things, it's like, okay, at least, so we're different with our branding in a way that our customers love. Now what else? Well, are we creating a tribe? Are we creating a community for our customers? How can we create a tribe, right? Then, okay, next step. So can we create a superior customer experience? What can we do on the customer experience side? And then beyond that, okay, what about our marketing? Well, how can we break through the noise with our marketing? And that's where everything with ideas that influence that we get into inside the book, Ideas That Influence. How are we different with our marketing? And then what about with our sales? Because there's marketing and there's sales. So how are we going to sell differently in the competition?
Mm.
And like I said, you don't have to do all of them, but when we focus one step at a time and we stack those differences upon each other, then we have multiple unique elements inside of the business that make us really attractive, especially if we, you know, always keep our dream customers in mind with what they're going to enjoy, what they're going to like, what's going to be attractive to them. And once we have enough of those differences, then we start winning, and then we solidify our positioning and become that, you know, market leader or category king or queen inside of our market that is so different that it would be laughable if somebody tried to copy us.
So does that require a lot of, you know, a lot of ads and a lot of things to say that, or can we find a way to get that out through what we're already doing, right? Our current messaging, our website, the mailers we mail, however we're delivering our current marketing plan, we can just add to it, right? We don't have to start something new and go run a TV commercial or something crazy, right?
Yeah, well, we definitely, when we're working with clients, we're going to go, you know, most important things first. So if the bottleneck in your business is like, it's clear that everybody and their dog in your market is selling the exact same thing, then we're going to focus on offer creation first. Mm. We're going to focus on what you're selling, the products and services and experiences that we're selling. And we're going to focus on creating offers that are completely different from the competition so that you cannot be compared so easily.
That's a great point.
Yeah. But it depends. Maybe you've got great offers and that sell well, that your customers like, that have, you know, tons of great, you know, selling propositions. So what's the bottleneck? Well, maybe you're not selling to the right avatar. And maybe we need to go down that route. And maybe we need to differentiate who we're selling to, or niche down and focus on who we're selling to, so that we can better attract that correct avatar, which lots of businesses fail on. I know it's probably the most boring of the nine pillars is, you know, figure out your avatar. Like we call it marrying the perfect avatar. It's probably the most boring out of the nine pillars, but it's one of the ones that lots of businesses in your market they completely drop the ball on. But if you dial it in and you figure out exactly who you're trying to attract, sometimes that alone is a big differentiator that breaks through the noise because of the way you're talking to those dream customers, the way you're attracting
them. We specialize in X, Y, and Z, you know, or even more importantly, we special in only X, right? And yeah. And then so then they know they're getting that expert in that space. You know, it's funny. I was talking about specializing with somebody else the other day, and there's here in Vegas, there's billboards all over the place, and they're all owned by attorneys, and more specifically, the injury attorneys. So then there's this beautiful woman that is up on this billboard, and she's an attorney, and it just has her face, you know, or shoulders up kind of thing, and her name. And I'm thinking to myself, what a missed opportunity in the multiple layers of attorneyisms, right? The lanes of types of attorneys, specialties that they have. I have no idea what she does. I just know she's pretty and what her name is. And I thought, that's terrible. I want to call her. And I want to say, what are you doing? Because she's got about a half a dozen billboards all over town that I'm sure aren't cheap. So having that clarity in your messaging is super important for being able to say what you do. Because when I go to her with a car accident or a bankruptcy or a business formation, or would I, you know, what am I calling her for? Worse, I got a DUI and now I need someone to bail me out of jail. Who do I call her on that one? I don't know. And that's terrible.
A perfect example because I mean, there's a Forbes article out there, Marcia, that says we're exposed to about 4 to 10,000 ads per day. Oh my goodness. That is crazy.
I know, right? And they just blur us.
Yeah. So it's very easy to just say, well, like I saw your ad, but it didn't captivate my attention because I don't know if you're talking to me. Mm-hmm. So I need somebody that actually is talking to me. That's going to speak my needs, right?
Exactly.
100%.
Wow. Yeah. So I think that's really important. So having that differentiation out there. So maybe this attorney with the billboard and just her name on it is kind of enough to go, what do you do? You know, but I don't think it does. So looking at your nine pillars and not knowing that some are important and some aren't important, do you have a hierarchy of what really truly is important that we should focus on first if we only have time to put one or two into play? Which ones would we choose?
That's a great question, Marcia. What?
But it depends.
The correct answer, all transparency, is that it depends. But One of my favorites to focus on first is around customer experience, because we live in a world where we're all kind of sick of stuff, and everybody has enough stuff, and everybody has access to all the services that they need. It's very easy to just, you know, go on Google and find anything that you need, any product or service, or Amazon.
Have it overnight via Amazon.
Exactly. So, and we all have enough of this stuff, and we all have all the access to all the services that we would ever need, because we're just blessed. And it's 2024, and that's just the way it is. But at the end of the day, because we have access to all these products and services, where a lot of us end up spending our disposable income on is experiences. Mm. And we all love a great experience, and we all recognize that most businesses drop the ball in a big way when it comes to experience. So we love to help people add a great experience onto the sale of whatever product or service that they're already selling. And we say that we're in the age of experience. In the age of experience, it's a great way to differentiate yourself by creating a unique, desirable experience that your dream customers will love. When you do that.
So are you talking about that attorney with no name? Is she gonna, you know, have you come into a beautiful place, or is it a is she gonna, you know, what kind of experience? Because not all customers can have, or all companies can set up a what we would think to be an experience, right? So what kind of experiences are we talking about?
Well, there are experiences on all different levels. I mean, so just random ideas. This is just random off the top of my head. If I was a lawyer and I wanted to really attract my dream clients and stand out specifically with an experience, maybe she's going to say, hey, lunch and drinks on me. Let's talk about your divorce, your
divorce. Yeah. She couldn't even be a divorce attorney.
If you are looking for a divorce attorney and you've got this attractive lady saying, hey, lunch and drinks on me, let's discuss your divorce. That's a pretty good hook. And it's an experience. And hey, she's basically saying, hey, I'm a woman and I want to talk to you and I want to hear your stories. Let's get down to business over lunch and drinks. And in Vegas, lunch and drinks, right?
Yeah. Wow.
So
okay.
That's a random idea. That's one idea. I mean, you can do a lot of things when it comes to experience. And what I like to do is I like to remember the fact that when it comes to the kings of experience, we have Disney as the example, and we have Las Vegas, right? We've got right where Marcia lives in Las Vegas. We got the entertainment capital of the world. And then another great example is Disney. So what Vegas and Disney both realize is that everybody is their competition. Mm. Because they are going after your disposable income. Mm. And so they recognize that any money not spent at Disney, in the case of Disney, or any money not spent at Vegas, right, is missed income for them. Because they view everybody as competition. So if you're thinking about buying a boat or buying a television or buying a brand new car or whatever, Vegas and Disney, they see that as competition. And so they're constantly working on how can I create the most amazing experience possible at Disney, or in the case of Vegas, at Vegas, so that you decide to not spend your money on anything else and come to Disney or come to Vegas. That is
which requires a high finance to go to either one of those anymore.
Yeah, but that's the way they do things, and that's why they win. When it comes to the value per customer at Disney and in Vegas, it's extremely high. They know the value of getting somebody inside of one of those casinos, and Disney knows the value of getting somebody inside of Disney World or Disneyland or whichever Disney park. And so if you adopt that same mindset of, hey, everybody is my competition. There's direct competition and there's indirect competition. That's actually how we put it in two different buckets: direct competition and indirect competition. When it comes to the sale of your product and service, if you put enough experience, unique experience that attracts your dream customers on top of that product or service, then you can steal customers away from your direct competitors and from your indirect competitors.
Okay. So in playing that in my case, so I help companies to grow, right? And so other growth consultants would be my direct competition, but maybe a marketing company or an ad agency, or you know, somebody where the business would be spending money, right, would be my indirect competition, right? Yeah, I see, that wasn't a great example, but I think it was poignant enough on it. But then I'm looking at how to bring them on because I'm adding enough value to help them achieve the goal that they want. And that goal is more important to them than the other things that they were looking to buy. Like, I'd rather go to Disney than go on a vacation. So maybe I can go on a vacation to Disney and kill two birds with one stone, or I can, you know, entertain the kids more so they have that lifetime experience. Since they're growing so fast, I won't see them in another couple of years, right? You know, so you're thinking of how you can package that in a way to really see them making that value so much more. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, you could. I mean, you gave me the idea, and we actually have an event that we do at Disney called Magic. And so
what an appropriate name.
and it is when we teach that's our event about customer experience. But the whole point of it is, hey, we can piggyback off, we can create an offer that includes, hey, you're going to get all this consulting. You're going to get this one-on-one time with us, and you're going to be able to attend our Disney event. So you don't actually have to choose between, you know, spending your money on going on vacation or hiring us,
growing your business,
or to help you inside of your business, because you can have both, right? Mm.
And got so it.
That's where, you know, you can combine the what we teach about customer experience, and then you can combine that with your offers. And so if, for example, in your case, Marcia, if you have somebody that's thinking about either hiring you or hiring that tax consultant, if you can bundle the advice that they need on the tax side into whatever you're offering, and you can create it as part of, you know, an experience, since we're talking about experience, maybe like bringing them on, like once a month, you have the tax consultant as one of the coaches inside of your program, right? Then they no longer need to worry about hiring the tax consultant, because it's already bundled into what you're selling, because you've got the complete package. Now, that's just one of like infinite possibilities. Like, there are so many ways to do this.
That's just, and one. I think it just becomes sitting down, and I like to ask my clients or get them to think about, what is the next logical thing that your clients or prospects would want as a package, right? And I think that, you know, because normally what happens is you solve a problem for your customer with whatever it is that you do. It usually opens up a can of worms, and they have a couple more problems that you either could solve, or you could bring in partnerships that could solve that and keep them happy with it. And I think that's an interesting way to look at how to really truly add value, so that they're willing to pay you more than the discount guy down the street, because you're offering so much more in the experience and in the knowledge or value that you're providing with your offer and everything else. It's like we're starting to take your advice and stack those unique value propositions on top of each other to make me very attractive and almost indispensable, that I'm so worth it that I'm actually, even though I'm more expensive or could be more expensive, that I now feel cheap to them because I'm adding so much value.
Yep, there we go. You just keep stacking that value, and I mean, some of the people that we coach, they are stuck in this mindset that they have to compete on price. And you're like, oh my goodness. Like, so first of all, stop. Like,
Race to the bottom.
let's work on raising your prices. Let's not try to lower our price so that we can compete. Let's work on raising your prices so that we can compete. And the way we do that is we stack all these differences, and we stack them so high that it's just a no-brainer. My favorite thing I learned back in 2007 when I started learning from Jim Edwards. Jim Edwards says, "Hey, so just so you all know, there's this crazy guy that I learned from. His name's Marlon Sanders." And so I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna learn about what all this Marlon Sanders guy is teaching." Marlon Sanders, he's amazing copywriter, and he teaches the one thing that it's like, if you just follow this in business, like, you're miles ahead of the competition. He teaches the concept of selling dollars for dimes. If I can conceptually sell a dollar to you for 10 cents, how many are you going to buy, Marcia?
I'm gonna buy as many
All
times as I have.
exactly. So the whole concept is stack that value at least 10x. You stack that value at least 10x. And how do you do it? Well, you keep beefing up those offers. You keep, the differences in what you're doing, and you make it so attractive, so juicy, so special that you're a clear alternative that, more importantly, can't be compared. If the competition, if your dream customers say, "Yeah, but this guy does the same thing," you have failed.
Well
There is
said.
no reason in 2024 for you to not think of ways for you to stand out and create your offers, create what you're selling that's drastically different from your competition.
Love it. Love it. Well, Daniel, we could talk for days on this subject. I know we can, but we're coming up on the end here. So I've got to cut us, but I know that listeners, you can find so much more information with Daniel. But Daniel, where can listeners find out more about you and so they can gather that information?
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm on social media, so Daniel Dinn Official. And then I've got my book that Ideas That Influence. It's all about creating big, bold, sticky marketing ideas that break through the clutter. So if you feel like your marketing message is being drowned out in the sea of sameness amongst those 4 to 10,000 ads that your dream customers are seeing every single day. So we've got Ideas That Influence. You can go to bigideasbox.com. Why is it bigideasbox.com? Why box if it's a book? Right, Marcia? Well, it's
Right.
because the book comes with this experience. Uh-oh. Right? And
Right.
inside of the box, you get 5 experience envelopes. They're presents that you get to open because it's an experience, right? And each one of these envelopes that you get to open, they are opened at specific points inside of the book, and they give you access to gifts and tools that walk you through the Ideas That Influence process, so that by the end, you have tons of amazing, big, bold, and sticky marketing ideas that you can launch inside of your business that break through the marketing clutter. So if you go to bigideasbox.com, you actually get the whole thing for free. You just pay shipping and handling. So bigideasbox.com, and there's a big button that says grab a book in a box, and you click the
Love
button,
it.
and then you just pay shipping and handling, and I'm going to ship you out the whole box experience for Ideas
Love
That
it. And listeners, it is quite an experience to get the box. It's a pretty beefy box with a lot of goodies in there. And I think that's what really helps you stand out, right? Right at the beginning. It's not, we were talking about this earlier. It's not a box that comes to you after you've already paid as kind of a membership or an event box. It's something to entice you right up the beginning that if I'm doing this, wait till you see what happens when you hire me on and see what I'm going to do. It's just a really a really intense, fantastic thing that comes in. And who doesn't like presents, right? When the doorbell rings and it's like, oh, I got my Amazon shipment. And then you're like, oh, what's this? And you go through and it's pretty cool. I think people like, I think it's that Christmas kind of thing that attracts them. And you definitely stand out by doing that up front. So I think it's cool.
Thank
Definitely
you,
cool.
Marcia. Yep, that was the whole goal. We wanted it to quote unquote bleed creativity and be a gift. So bonus
Love it.
tips if you can
Awesome. Awesome. All right,
do that.
listeners, I hope you found a couple ideas today to put into your business that will help you be more profitable. I know that there's thousands and thousands and thousands of things that you can do to differentiate yourself and break through the noise with your customer. This is just one angle with several opportunities inside. And I would encourage you not to get overwhelmed and just stick your head in the sand and your butt up in the air with a target on it. I would encourage you to go through, find the book, find some ideas, take one, put it to work, see how it does, and then try stacking it as Daniel suggested. We have to stand out from breaking the noise and really make ourselves visible in all the crazinesses out there. And that's why I was so excited to have Daniel come on today.
Yes.
All
Thank you, Marcia.
right, as I
The
mentioned before, how would
profit
you like to?
booster.
Yeah, how would you like to supercharge your business? Go download my new Profit Booster playbook packed with three profit strategies and the actionable steps you can take to use this and make it your best year ever. Go grab it for free at boostingprofit.com. Hopefully in the near future there'll be a really cool box attached to it, but right now it's just a download. So Daniel and I would love to hear your questions and feedback. Hey, hit us up with something that you received or a client experience that you really appreciated, and maybe Daniel and I can help you figure out how you can implement that into your business. Go hit us up in the comments. And while you're at it, subscribe. You don't want to miss next week's show. As always, you can catch Profit with a Plan on any of your favorite podcast players. We're looking forward to more great profitable information on next week's show. So until then, make your plans and profit with it. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you, Marcia. The